Shalom. You are at the commemoration site for the soldiers of the Golani Brigade who fell in the battles on Mount Hermon during the Yom Kippur War in 1973. On October 6, 1973, during the holy Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, the armies of Syria and Egypt invaded into Israeli territories, bringing about what would be known as the Yom Kippur War. From the first hours of the war, the Syrians launched a heavy artillery bombardment over the Hermon outpost, followed by landing some 400 Syrian commando soldiers by helicopters around the outpost. 2 days into the war, the Golani Brigade launched an operation to retake the outpost from the Syrians. Joining the operation under the command of the Golani Brigade commander were Battalion 17, Battalion 51, and the Reconnaissance Company. The Syrian force was much stronger than the Golani force, but despite that, the Golani forces managed to advance close to the Hermon outpost. However, the number of soldiers killed and injured was so high that the commander of the brigade evaluated that it did not have the ability to fulfill its mission. A retreat order was given. In that battle alone, 23 soldiers were killed and many more injured. Towards the end of the war, from October 21st to the 22nd, another operation was launched to reclaim the Hermon outpost. The forces that took part in the operation were the Golani Brigade, a reserve paratrooper brigade, and other support units. In the beginning of the operation, the paratroopers landed by helicopters on the peak of the Hermon and conquered without resistance the Syrian outposts that were there. The mission of the Golani Brigade, under the command of Amir Drori, was to take over the Hermon outpost. The brigade split into three groups. Battalion 51 climbed the steep ascent by foot. Battalion 17 climbed both by foot and with armored vehicles and tanks on the main road leading up to the Hermon. The mission of the Reconnaissance Company was to capture the lower cable station and to serve as a reserve force for taking over the upper cable station. The soldiers of Battalion 51 climbed the steep rocky slope, fully loaded with arms, ammunition, and equipment. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they arrived to Hill 17, where two Syrian companies were deeply entrenched. The Syrians opened fire, and our soldiers suffered many casualties. Artillery aid was supposed to help cover the forces, but was stopped because of the risk of hitting our own troops. The battalion commander was injured, but the battle continued with small squads of determined soldiers that kept on fighting all through the night. The reconnaissance company captured the lower cable station and continued climbing to the upper cable station where you are standing now. Only then it was found that the place was occupied by a Syrian force that opened fire on the approaching soldiers. During the battle, 4 soldiers from the company were killed, including its commander. Most of Battalion 17 climbed the mountain in armored vehicles. In order to avoid ambushes, the battalion commander sent a squad of soldiers by foot some 50 meters in front of the force, ready to open fire. Heavy fire from machine guns and anti-tank cannons was opened against the force from the upper cable station. Because of the tough situation, the brigade commander instructed the battalion commander to send a company by foot in the direction of the Hermon outpost. The first mission of this force was to evacuate the many injured from Battalion 51, which was done under heavy artillery bombardment. Despite the tough situation, David Katz, commander of Battalion 17, took initiative. The company, under his command, together with squads from Battalion 51, stormed Hill 16. The Syrian force broke and its soldiers began retreating. This retreat enabled the company to attack Hill 17 and take it over. There the force made its preparations to conquer the Hermon stronghold. The force moved forward with Syrian prisoners up in front in case of booby traps, but the outpost was conquered without any resistance. By noon, the flags of Israel and Golani were raised on top of the Hermon outpost. David Katz announced by radio, "Stations of the whole world, the Hermon outpost is in our hands." The Yom Kippur War that began in full surprise ended when the Hermon outpost was in our hands again. At the end of the battle, a soldier from Golani, Benny Massas, explained in an interview the importance of the Hermon. "Of course it is important. It is the eyes of the country." In the battles fought to retake the Hermon, 80 soldiers were killed and many injured. May the memory of the fallen soldiers be blessed.